In good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Tuesday, October 8th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, it's game on, folks. 4 weeks from today, November 5th, is Election Day. And again, we talk about getting information out to people. We talked about the PAGS video. We talked about the 10xvotes.com website. You're also going to start seeing more and more TV ads for political campaigns. The PAC money's coming. It's going to be absolutely inundating us with these commercials. Just be prepared. But it's a good reminder to make sure that people know what's happening and what needs to be done. Pure and simple, it's game time. Now, one of the things that we're looking at, and this is something that you have to understand, this is something you have to consider. When the ballots finally go out, I've got numerous text messages, problems in Sheboygan County, problems in Alpena, problems in Mackinac, they are coming. They have the information available to you at your local clerk's office. Forget your county clerk at this point. What you need to do is talk to your local township, city, or village clerk. This is going to be the process that you have to go through. I got a response from Sheboygan. The clerk there says the ballots will be mailed out by the end of this week for Sheboygan residents. Considering that now all of our mail is routed through Grand Rapids, we're looking at 2 weeks. Probably we'll have to return the absentee ballot by hand in order for it to be received on time. Do not mail your absentee ballots back to your clerks. I got an absentee ballot. It's still in the envelope. I wrote on the outside that I received it on Friday, October 4th. I'm going to take it with me when I go to vote in person. If they tell me I've already voted, we're going to have a problem. I am going to do what I told you guys to do in that video about contacting the local county sheriff and report that my identity has been stolen. Identity theft is completely different than election fraud. Because of the laws the Democrats passed, even though they haven't taken effect for this November 5th election, because the six state Republican senators did not give it immediate effect. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson is trying to implement the law, even though it has not become effective for this November 5th election. If you claim election interference, if you claim election fraud, it does not become an issue that can be handled at the local level. Because of the way the law is written, any complaints regarding election fraud must go to the state Board of Canvassers in Lansing, not to be done by your local Board of Canvassers in your county. That's the way the law is written by the Democrats, passed in the House, passed in the Senate, sent to Governor Gretchen Whitmer. She signed it. There's only one catch. Six Republican state senators did not approve immediate effect. So therefore, this new law will not go into effect until 90 days after they leave the lame duck session later this year in middle to late December, meaning it will not go into effect until May next year's 2025 millage elections, ballot proposals, bonds to be renewed. Those type of elections usually occur in May. Why? I have no idea. They should, in my opinion, be in the November general election, but they're not. They're special elections held at the local level. Well, these rules are supposed to go into effect for that election, not this election. But see, Jocelyn Benson, the Secretary of State, she doesn't care about the laws. She doesn't care about immediate effect. She says the House passed it, the Senate passed it, the governor signed it. I'm going to implement it on November 5th. So, number one, if you're voting absentee, don't mail it. If and when you finally get it, mark your ballot per the instructions, put it back in the secrecy envelope, put it back in the return envelope, sign it, and hand carry it to your clerk. Do not trust the mail. I mailed something down to Missy at her office, first class stamp, regular envelope. I mailed it to her on September 25th. You know when she got it? Yesterday. In Battle Creek. That's how bad the first class mail is taking here in the state of Michigan. It is completely screwed up. In my opinion, Grand Rapids is overwhelmed in processing all this mail. My absentee ballot was postmarked in Grand Rapids on October 2nd from my local township clerk that is 3.4 miles away from my driveway. Took 2 days to get to me. Instead of going to Traverse City and then here, it went all the way to Grand Rapids and then came back to me. Actually, I was surprised I got it in 2 days. But yes, that's something you definitely, definitely, definitely have to consider. On that video, which I can send to you, if you've requested an absentee ballot, if you got an absentee ballot, but you fully plan on voting in person, text me video. And I'll send you the video that these three people are talking about, this process of going in person on Tuesday, November 5th. I plan to do it probably before the show. The polls open at 7 a.m. I'll get up early to make sure I get there to vote so I can get back to do the show at 9 o'clock on Tuesday, November 5th. That's what I think I'm going to do, but we'll see. It could be after the show. But I'm going to walk in with my envelope that was mailed to me unopened that has my absentee ballot inside. I'm going to fill out the little application for a ballot, which you do with a pencil, that small piece of paper where you put your name, your address, and you sign it. You take it to the person with your photo ID. That is an application for a ballot. They then look at that application. They compare the signature on the piece of paper that they know you just filled out because it's signed with a pencil over there on the table. They look at your signature on your driver's license to compare them. Then they go to the paper poll book from when I registered to vote, which has my signature in it, and they compare that signature. Once the signatures match up and they know it is in fact me, even though they all say, hey, Randy, how you doing? They know me. Well, they then give me a ballot. But what they're going to say is, sorry, Randy, according to our records, you were mailed an absentee ballot. Yes, I was. Here it is. You need to surrender or spoil that absentee ballot. Sign this affidavit requesting an in-person ballot at the polling place on Tuesday, November 5th. Again, if they say, well, according to our records, you already voted, how is that possible? I'm holding the mailing envelope unopened that my absentee ballot is in. What do you mean I voted already? At that point, you have stolen identity. Somebody has voted for you. You go outside. You don't call 911. You call the actual hard number for your sheriff's office. I'm over here at the Torch Lake Township Hall. I'd like to file a police report. Okay, what seems to be the problem? Stolen identity. What do you mean stolen identity? Somebody stole my identity. I've been told by the election inspectors, the workers, the poll workers inside the building that I voted already when I did not. I'm holding my absentee ballot that is unopened, that was mailed to my house, that I received on October 4th. Okay, all right, so what do you want us to do? I want you to come over here. I want you to file a report. I want you to investigate. I want you to go inside, and I want you to talk to the election inspectors. I want you to get them to tell you what they just told me, that I've already voted. I want it documented, and I want it put in the police report. If five of us in the entire state of Michigan, in different counties, in different townships, in different cities or villages, do this, and in fact, we are not allowed to vote in this election due to the stolen identity that I just described, we then have the ability to file a class action lawsuit. I've already talked to not one, not two, but three different attorneys. They said they would all be willing to accept this case pro bono, without a fee, if this happens to five of us. We then can challenge the information in the poll books. It won't affect this election in any way, shape, or form. But what it gives us the ability to do and the relief we would be seeking is that we want the poll books completely audited prior to the next election. When is the next election? Midterm, November of 2026. Who's going to be on that ballot? Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson running for governor of the state of Michigan. If you want the video, text me video. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Pickerel Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Todd up in Pickford. Why don't they just put the PEGS video in one of those TV ads? Well, number one, it's too long. It's 2 minutes and 42 seconds long. Number two, who would pay for it? It doesn't mention Republicans or Democrat. It doesn't mention anything that could possibly be directed to a specific campaign or PAC. The only way this video is going to get out there, Todd, is if people share it. Nine different indexes. National syndicated talk show host Joe Pags put together these graphs that are in the video. You're only hearing his voice as he reads the graphs, as he looks at the video, he is announcing what's on the screen. Text me PAGS, P-A-G-S, and this is what I'll send you.
Important to all of us. Do me a favor and take a breath. Don't scroll. Watch the numbers I'm going to give you. A lot of you on the left are arguing about emotion. A lot of you on the right are arguing that it's about, hey, 4 years ago, this, that, and the other. Let's get real numbers that you can now sink your teeth into. If you're on the left, you're going to find out exactly what Harris, Biden have done. If you're on the right, you're going to find out exactly what Trump did. This is not a chart I made up. This is an actual chart put together based on the Federal Reserve, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the Energy Information Agency, and the NASDAQ. These are real numbers that you can sink your teeth into, that you can take to work and show them at the water cooler, that you can have after dinner if there's an argument about politics. Let's just take the emotion out and talk about numbers. The inflation rate year over year under Trump, 1.89%. Under Biden-Harris, 5.28%. Inflation cumulative, 7.8% higher under Trump, 19.2% higher under Biden-Harris. Average gas price under Trump down 5.4% to $2.49 average, up 46.6% under Biden-Harris, $3.50 average. 30-year mortgage rates down 34.8% under Trump, 3.86% average, up 132% under Biden-Harris, 5.45% average if you can get a mortgage. Average rent costs up 11.8% under Trump, up 21.6% under Biden-Harris. NASDAQ composite was up 138.2% under Trump, up 39.4% under Biden-Harris. Grocery prices up 6.5% under Trump, up 20.9% under Biden-Harris. Electricity prices were up 4.2% under Trump, up almost 30% at 29.6% under Biden-Harris. And real hourly wages, a big indicator, up almost 7% under Trump, 6.8%, down 2.2% under Biden-Harris. These are real numbers that I didn't make up. These are numbers you can go and research and verify. These are numbers that are based on July 12th, 2024. The jobs numbers, of course, got worse since then, with a readjustment down by about a million jobs. Now, get emotional if you want and complain about somebody's hair, how they tweet or whatever, or their age. Or you can actually look at numbers and decide who was the better CEO, who was the better person in charge. Because Harris is no different than Biden, except she's a little more progressive, more liberal on policies, which will cost everybody even more money should she win. Any questions on this, make sure that you post them right here. Make sure you share this, and I appreciate you staying till the end of the video. It's important that we have real knowledge, and that's what I just gave you. Come on!
Pags. P-A-G-S. That's what you have to send to me. You have to send me that text message. When you send me Pags, I'll send you the link to that video. Why am I hammering this? Because they are claiming, the political consultants that I've spoken to, the top of the ticket in Michigan is going to have very long coattails. Republican Congressman Mike Rogers, the U.S. Senate candidate, Republican, county commissioners, clerks, school boards, everybody is going to be affected by the top of the ticket in getting out the vote, motivating people to get them to understand the importance of voting this year. Well, Tucker, you know, you've been talking about this. I've heard this. You've sent me the video. Yes. But not all of you listening have texted me Pags. I have a very simple question. Why? Why haven't you texted me Pags? This is entertaining for you. You hear the video. That's an interesting video. But what action have you taken? Why haven't you texted me Pags? Why haven't you texted me 10X to be able to sign up to search the database for low propensity voters, 1.7 million Republicans that haven't voted on a regular basis for the last four, five, six elections? Why haven't you done that? I'm holding you accountable to this show. We are a radio family. You're listening for a reason. This is information you want to know. Well, it comes with a caveat. You absolutely must share this information. You don't just get to look at the video and say, oh, that's nice. Thanks, Trucker, for sending it to me. You need to share it. You need to become a storyteller. You need to get this information out. If people watch that video for 2 minutes and 42 seconds and go, wow, I did not realize how much extra it's costing me to live and how it's affecting me, my electric bill, my grocery bill, my gas bill. You wake them up by showing them that video. They may be motivated to then to get out and vote for the right person, the right policies. Not the party, policies. Hour number three, today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Such a simple word, yet schools are far from simple. They are complex systems tasked with academically preparing our children for life. K-12 students spend nearly 50